Well, many of you may remember last year, Cirque du Soleil brought in a new kind of show for them. It was an ice show. It was so successful that they're bringing another one to us, and this one is called Axel. And this year, we're going to be interviewing one of the acrobats from the show and find out what it's like to do acrobatics on ice. Joining me on the phone is Elizabeth Brown, who is one of the Cirque acrobats. Elizabeth, you've been with Cirque du Soleil how many years?
I've been with Cirque du Soleil going on 5 years. This is my second show with them.
And your first show was Turok?
That's correct. I was with Turok.
So this must be a whole new world for you, working your acrobatics on ice.
Oh, absolutely. It's always a challenge, and you're always expected to learn new things and acquire new skills when you work for Cirque du Soleil as an acrobat. And let me tell you, learning to ice skate was one of the skills that I don't think I ever thought I would learn, but it's been a really fun challenge.
And it's known in the Cirque circles that you're pretty much a sort of an acrobatic jack of all trades. You work with a whole variety of apparatus in the shows that you do.
Yeah, absolutely. Technically, what I'm called is a generalist. So as a generalist, you're expected to come in and learn different apparatus and be able to be a part of anything that they've asked you to do. So as a generalist, I have been able to do all kinds of things acrobatically, from Russian swing to anything aerial, so that's up in the air, ground tumbling, you name it, I'll give it my best shot.
Now, this new show, Axel, does it present you the opportunity to do more skating or more acrobatics, or do you think it's an even blend?
Well, you know, this show's really special because we are blending the two. It really is about meeting those two worlds together on the ice, up in the air, and bringing them together. So it's a really great mix of both. It's really impressive.
Now, do you ever do any of your aerial things, especially like the silks, wearing skates?
Well, this show has a very special aerial apparatus surprise, and it's chains. And so we're doing a vertical chains number, and we are wearing the skates. Lots of metal and blades flying around. It's very exciting.
And it's probably safer to have the skate blades going around chains than it is around fabric.
Oh, absolutely, yes. You wouldn't want to do that.
Now, give us a little background on Axel, a bit of the story and how it came to be.
Yeah, so Axel is a story of art. It's the story of music and drawing. You know, our main character, Axel, is an artist, and he's going through a journey, you know, meeting people along his way, meeting other characters along his way, and bringing that together. So it's all about the art and the music. It has a really pop feel with the music. Axel's got a band. We have a wonderful live band that are with us. So it's really about that art, music, pop, all of those things.
And now I know that when you're not skating and doing acrobats, you actually are an artist yourself.
That's correct. I actually have a degree in fashion design that I've only used a little bit in my adult life. I've had a career of acrobatics so far, but I really love it. I love to illustrate. I love to draw. I love to work with my hands, sewing. Sometimes I tour a small sewing machine with me just so I can work on projects on the side. It's important for me to be an artist, not just with my body and as an acrobat, but also with my mind and my hands.
Do you find that your experience as a visual artist has contributed to your interpretation of your performances in Axel?
Oh, absolutely. Some of it is that I have a bit of an imagination. So, you know, it's great to interpret what I feel a story is, even when I see other performance pieces. You know, it's really about, as an audience member, where is the show taking you, or where is an art piece taking you, and allowing yourself to be inspired by that, and what does that mean to you?
Now, you're originally from just outside San Antonio, Texas, so you probably did
not
do a lot of ice skating when you were younger.
I did zero ice skating when I was younger. We're not really big into the winter weather sports where I'm from. So, yeah, it was that first day stepping on the ice was a little bit of a, oh, my gosh, what have I gotten myself into? And then, okay, I think I can actually do this.
What was the biggest challenge for you learning to ice skate?
One of the biggest challenges was just having the confidence to go for it. You know, you're timid when you learn something new, and it's a bit different with ice skating and acrobatics. You just have to go for it. So there's that moment of saying, okay, I might fall, but it's going to be okay. I'll get back up and I'll do it again. So really just allowing myself to push a little bit through the fear of ice skating. You know, I had a lot of protective gear on though, so that made it a little bit easier to give it that push.
Now, Cirque has brought together both acrobats and ice skaters. Do you find that the two groups work well together in helping explain the ins and outs of their various disciplines?
Absolutely. It's been such a collaborative group. You know, we go through a creation process together. And so we're all trying to find the best way to interpret what the director has asked us to do. So we offer each other suggestions, how to be better as an aerialist for our skaters, and our skaters offer it to our aerialists, how to be better skaters as acrobats. So there's a lot of cross-communication. Of course, we're all friends with each other. So, you know, anytime we need a little help, we reach out to the other group. It's been a very, very collaborative creation process, and now with the touring process, it's been really fun. There's a lot of help with each other.
As you learned to do the ice skating, did you find that there were things that acrobatics and ice skating share in terms of how you approach it and how you prepare for it?
I would say what we share the most is a drive. You know, people that are at this level of performance come from typically a competitive background in their skills, be that gymnastics or acrobatics or skating. So there's this common drive between all the groups that really unites us. There's a common want to do their best and do their best work. And I would say that that's really what unifies the team is there's this goal of doing the best that we can for every show.
As an acrobat, what was it about Cirque du Soleil that drew you to them?
As an acrobat, Cirque du Soleil is really the pinnacle of an acrobatic career choice. You know, I started out in theme park and then I did a lot of shows overseas. And just wanting to be a part of Cirque du Soleil to solidify a career choice. Like I said, I do have a bachelor's degree in fashion design. And just knowing that I was going to put that on hold for a while to really pursue acrobatics as a career. And being a part of a Cirque du Soleil show, now two Cirque du Soleil shows, has been really a dream come true.
Now, not only is this your second show, but it's the second touring show for you, correct?
So as an acrobat, as a professional acrobat, being a part of a Cirque du Soleil show is really the pinnacle of that career choice. Now being a part of my second show with Cirque du Soleil, it just really solidifies that I made the right choice, I guess.
Now, not only is this your second show, but this is your second touring show with Cirque du Soleil. Mm-hmm. And as many people may know, Cirque du Soleil has several venues where they have permanent stationary shows. Which do you think you would want to do next? Do you want to go on another tour, or would you like to try one of the shows that actually sits in the same theater for the length of the run?
You know, I have actually really loved tour life. Like you said, this is my second one, so I'm going on my fifth year of being on the road. And with the type of show that I'm doing, we move every week. So I've gotten really accustomed to seeing new places all the time, visiting new cities. You know, I've been all over the United States, frequent all over the world. It's just been an amazing opportunity to visit places I might not go otherwise. I really like the tour life. I might stick with it.
What have you found to be the most exciting part of working with Cirque du Soleil?
One of the most exciting things of working with Cirque is being a part of that type of creative process, that type of creative community, that type of athletic community. It's a wonderful experience. You know, we have so much support from our directors, from the creators. We have support from our PMEDs. The community within the company just makes you really feel like a family. And I'm really excited to come visit you guys in Cincinnati. We're going to be there in January 23rd through the 26th at the Heritage Bank Center. So we'd love for everyone to come out and see us and experience what is
Axel. Wonderful. I'd like to thank this evening's guest, Cirque du Soleil generalist acrobat Elizabeth Brown. Thank you, Elizabeth, for joining us.
Oh, thank you. It was my pleasure.
Well, that's Cirque du Soleil's new ice show, Axel, appearing at the Heritage Bank Center January 23rd through the 26th. For more information on the show, please be sure to visit us at wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. This is Jim Stump.